My name is Mina Munns. If you've ever delved into the bin and swilled your hand around in the desperate attempt to locate that important check you threw away by mistake, then you'll have a slight notion of what it must feel like to be James Howells this week. You'd have to enlarge your vision though, because he didn't just lose a check. He threw away a computer hard drive containing bitcoins to the value of £4.6 million. And now the only way to find it is to trawl through a landfill site the size of a football field. Somewhere out there, hidden in the muck and the mire, is a nondescript piece of hardware worth a fortune, and there is one determined Welshman with every intention of finding it. It somehow seems very appropriate that this week, as we enter into Advent, we hear a story of treasure hidden in the rubbish and refuse. As Christians look forward to the coming of Christ, we are drawn into the story of a baby born in the poverty and dirt of a stable, who actually turned out to be the Prince of Peace. Here in the muck was a treasure that wise men searched for and angels sang for. Here in the grime was an unexpected prize. I've no idea how things will turn out in the search for the Bitcoin hard drive, but I can't help but think of the treasures we must pass by or cast aside as we go through the day. What are the little gems obscured by our daily equivalent of the landfill site? The mundane routines, the overcrowded work schedules, the packed commute, the demands of family, the stresses of bill paying, and the strains of just keeping going. What little riches do we miss because we're too caught up by other things to notice their value? Finding treasure amidst the clutter and junk in our lives will probably only happen if, like James Howells and his hard drive, we deliberately set out like treasure hunters to find it. St. Ignatius of Loyola, a Spanish soldier turned monk, really recognised the need to seek the hidden prizes in life. He recommended the practice of the daily examen, a time set aside at the end of the day to recognise and celebrate the little things that had given hope and pleasure. The smile from a stranger, the perfect pink-tinged sunset, the smell of baking bread, the chatty coffee with a friend. Nothing life-changing, but everything in its own way life-giving. So where today are your treasures? What today are the things that give you life? Set out to be a treasure hunter today, and you might just be surprised at what you find.